What TV house do you want to spend the night in? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Traynor.
Hi.
You've made it to hour three of the show for the first day this week. 651-641-1071. What famous house, TV house, would you like to spend the night in?
The reason we're asking this question, by the way, is I don't know if you saw the story, and I feel like you, Colleen, and I don't know about you, Holly, but I think on the show anyway, of the three of us, you might be more interested because you actually watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb is letting people stay in the actual Fresh Prince of Bel-Air mansion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like a real thing you can actually do. And I know we've had conversations like these in the past, but it's just a perfect opportunity, especially in this moment when we're all daydreaming from the comfort of our own couch. What is the TV house that you would want to spend a night in? For me, again, I didn't watch The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm visually aware of what it looks like because I have seen, bits and pieces, but is this a house you'd actually want to stay in?
I mean, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't get super excited about that particular house, other than the fact that it's a great big house and it would be, it would lend to a lot of great Instagrammable moments.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my first choice, though. But I think it's cool nonetheless, especially because what they're doing with it is DJ Jazzy Jeff will also greet you when you check in.
And it's very specific. Now, for most of you listening, probably all of you, you're not going to be able to do this. Because you do have to be a resident of LA County to book a night in the mansion. All the details are online. If you're not able to actually do it, maybe you will at least be able to think about doing it.
Yeah, dream about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 651-641-1071. What TV house would you love to spend the night in? Holly, do we have any callers?
Yeah, we have a few people holding.
Perfect. Who do we have on the line?
Let's go to Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hey.
Christina, what TV house would you want to spend the night at?
You know, probably the Brady Bunch house.
I am with you.
Only because I want to figure out if there's a toilet in that Jack and Jill bathroom there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, between the girls and the boys' bedrooms?
Yeah. You never see a toilet.
Yep.
No. They got 9 people in that house and no toilet.
I'm going to Google Brady Bunch bathroom.
I'm with you. Thank you, Christina. I will say that on the HGTV show where they redid the Brady house, they did put a toilet in there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So there is one. Oh, but I really do. That is one that I would dream of, that HGTV house, the one that they redid.
Well, and
I would dream of staying there overnight.
I think that's an easy one, right? Because they did such an intentional job mirroring the actual set.
Right.
So for a lot of people, like including the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house or the Golden Girls house or a lot of TV houses, the Mary Tyler Moore home, the inside doesn't match the outside because the inside was a Hollywood set. Typically, and the set was not any direct. I mean, they literally would just go find houses that visually, from the outside appealed to what the creators wanted, and the inside had no relation
right
to what was actually going on. So I could see why the Brady Bunch house is ideal, because you actually get to see the set, or as close as you would ever get to the Hollywood
Absolutely.
Set.
Absolutely. Yeah, and what I had hoped that they would start doing that with some more of those homes.
I mean, it would be genius,
Right?
As far as I'm concerned.
Well, it makes a great HGTV show. It makes for wonderful nostalgia. It would be like the perfect bed and breakfast.
HGTV and Airbnb should go into business together, right?
Because
Hello? You remodel the home and then you put it up for rental
on Airbnb.
Yeah.
Which I'm trying to remember why they didn't do that with the Brady Bunch house. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's go back to the phones.
We have Jeremy on the line.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Jeremy, what is the famous TV house that you'd like to stay in?
I would go for either the Addams Family or the Munsters house.
Ooh, yes.
I love that. That would be a fun one.
That's a really good one.
Yes.
Yeah, I love the macabre and hidden passages and, you know, just the goofiness of it.
I love that. Jeremy, thanks for your call.
I think of the Munsters, Grandpa's, like, under the staircase hideaway or, mm-hmm. you know, wherever he lived down in the basement.
651-641-1071. If you could stay overnight at any TV house, which one would it be? Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
We have Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Jordan, what's Hi. The TV house that you'd want to stay in?
I just think it's because it's one of my family's favorite TV shows, but it's the Foreman's House from that 70s show. Just kind of the 70s theme and kind of almost like going back in time.
I love that. Thank you. From that 70s show, Jordan. I feel like you could probably, there are probably a lot of 70s themed houses still around that
yeah,
you
I
could
didn't
probably
watch
crash
that
in.
Show. So I'm not familiar with what that house looks like.
I didn't watch that show either, but I can like see the basement in my mind for some reason. Did they do a lot in the basement?
I have no idea.
Bradley, I think I already know the answer to for you.
Well, certainly the Golden Girls has mm-hmm. to be at the top of the list. But again, I would prefer a Golden Girls home that actually mirrored the actual set. We talked about the Golden Girls, the outside Golden Girls, the home for which the outside was filmed for the TV series, the Golden Girls. I wish that there was a matching indoor experience, mm-hmm. but there is no such. I mean, that was all just a Hollywood set.
I know that you will... that you would go along with me on this one, but this one just occurred to me. And I don't know that there, what I want to stay in is the inside of this house, which doesn't exist, but go with me. The house on Silver Spoons.
Oh, sure. With the big train.
Right?
Yeah.
And like the big toy rooms.
Well, I'm surprised
his dad
you
designed
say,
toys.
Little House on the Prairie.
Well, duh. For sure. But I don't fancy myself as one who would really want to stay in the Ingalls house. I'd probably want to stay at the
I know where you want to stay. I was going to say the Olson's store. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Mercantile.
The Mercantile, because then you'd get those candy sticks.
Duh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And like the big vats of sugar.
Who's next, Holly?
Danielle's next.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
What TV house would you want to spend the night at?
I think Pee-wee's Playhouse would be really fun.
Ooh, yes. That's a good one. Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I would snuggle with Cherry all night.
Oh, Cherry.
Thanks for your call. That one would be a fun one, too.
Pee-wee's. I used to love that show.
I know. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, fine. We'll dig deep into this Brad Pitt new girlfriend talking about Angelina Jolie on social
Real
media
shady,
story.
Man.
We'll talk about it after this on My Talk 107.1. Do you think that Brad Pitt's new girlfriend is singing this song to him?
Mm-hmm. She does not know what this song is.
She's younger than this song.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's like, Spice Girls, that's oldies.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. And, okay, let's talk about Nicole Podorowski.
Podorowski, that's just what I'm going to call her, Podorowski.
Podorowski. Podorowski.
And she is a German lady, ja, sehr gut. And we haven't really talked a lot about her because I think we're all just kind of waiting to find out, is this real? Because there's been no confirmation from legitimate tabloid sources, correct?
Correct. But I do believe we've seen pictures of them.
Oh, they're certainly
yep. Which means
cohabitating.
Nothing. Yeah.
They're occupying the same space. But we don't know what that means. Is this like a fling? Is this a relationship? Is this a like we're friends and we're going to let people think what they're going to think? I mean, there's all sorts of possibilities, right?
It's true.
But there was a story that showed up yesterday, which makes me wonder if regardless of what's going on between them, she's trying to milk this moment mm-hmm. for publicity. And here's why I say that. So the story comes from E!
E!
And it claims that Brad Pitt's rumored girlfriend, Nicole Podorelski, sends cryptic message to haters. Okay, so here's what she did. She shows up on Instagram yesterday to share a few wise words. And she said, happy people don't hate. Okay, what does that mean? And you know how people love to do that on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully nobody you know, nor you, where you post those like cryptic quotes. Like, that could mean a lot of things. Happy people don't hate. Now, moments...
It's very like a page out of Khloe Kardashian's playbook.
Yes, like, it's my business, not your problem, mm-hmm. or something like that, right? Like, some dumb thing where she's like, mind your own business, but like,
it's don't. Fishing. Yeah. It's fishing.
Yeah, exactly. So, moments after she posted those wise words, comments began filling up with, quote, harsh words about a rumored romance with Pitt, with one user even writing... If so, meaning happy people don't hate, if that's so, then why you and Brad hate Angelina? Practice what you preach, girl.
Ooh, well, okay, those are some harsh words.
It seems kind of unfair because have they been talking smack about Angelina that I'm aware of?
Not that I know of.
Right? Okay. So, but here is the critical gem, the critical thing to pay attention to. Ms. Podorelski responded. And anytime a celebrity or a celebra wannabe or just a person responds to the haters, I always think to myself, there is something there. Like that person touched a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
Or there is a reason why that person responded to a troll, especially if you're a celebrity, because there are thousands of people commenting and you picked this one. And the one you picked was the person suggesting you and Brad hate Angelina.
Yeah, interesting.
So then she responds by saying, quote, not hating anyone. I'm sorry. I just think that that's saying something.
Well,
what it's saying is up to debate, but I think she's just like, of course. I mean, because if there was nothing there, you wouldn't say anything.
Well, I totally agree with you. And I also wonder what Brad Pitt's reaction is to this experience, because he is notoriously private.
Yeah.
Has always been, even in his relationships with Angelina Jolie, even with Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. he does not want to tip his hand about what may be going on behind closed doors. He's not one that uses the media at all.
He comes from that generation of celebrity who, when you achieve a certain status, you're aloof. You're an aloof celebrity. You don't. Yeah. They became famous long before social media, so they did not need to curate their social media profile in order to, you know, grow their fame. Right?
Right.
Some celebrities came to this earth through social media. Brad Pitt, not one of those people. Jennifer Aniston, not one of those people. Angelina Jolie, not one of those people. Well, here you have his, quote, girlfriend, or mm-hmm. this girl, this woman that shows up in photos with him, young woman though she is, responding to people on social media. Now, I just think of the moment that Brad Pitt is like, excuse me?
Yeah.
You what?
Right. And that's kind of this. So she, I'm just going to bring up her age because I think it actually is germane to the story. Like you said, she was maybe brought up in a different type of world.
Yeah. Oh, for certain.
Because she's what, 27?
A 27-year-old is going to live through social media yeah. in a way that Brad Pitt is not.
And so to me, this sort of shows, and hear what I'm saying. I am not saying that 27-year-old women are immature.
No.
That's not what I'm saying.
No, they just use social media differently.
Exactly. However, and to your point, that shows that age gap between Brad Pitt and her. And I wonder if that isn't a little bit of a wake-up call for him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. like... Because mm-hmm. that will, he might say to her, please don't do that. And she might not understand what life looks like without that.
Also, what does this vaguely sound like? Are you smelling anything familiar? Now, I say that because...
Notes of BS? Yes.
Notes of BS. No, I'm talking about another celebrity couple. And what I mean by that is you have one person who is very comfortable in that media space, that new media space, maybe not so much. Well, Instagram, I would say, certainly. That is communicating, because again, it's not a judgment. It's just a character trait of a certain generation that social media is ubiquitous. It's like running water. And so we might, coming from a different generation, view it as oversharing, trying to get attention, being thirsty. Yet that came into conflict with another person in the relationship. But in this case, not that person, but that person's family. Does this sound familiar?
Yes, but I can't quite put my finger on who you're trying to get me to say. Oh, yes.
Can you draw Harry any parallels Meghan. Between Harry and Meghan? Where we tend, and I say we being the royal we, that is the so media at large, look at Meghan Markle askance, and they talk about her being real thirsty and being real, you know. I wonder if that is just another characteristic of, you know, a generation that is just so comfortable using social media that there's nothing particularly nefarious or like negative about it. It's just a fact of life.
Right. And I think, I mean, I think you're onto something. And I also think that generation, it's hard to say that without sounding like I'm being judgmental. I'm not. It's just that I do believe that a younger generation is more accustomed to calling people out in ways like this.
Exactly.
And using it as a dialogue.
Yeah.
Where we're not maybe in that space.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Oof. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots, after this on My Talk 107.1. Those are some wise words right there from Wilson Phillips on the Colleen and Bradley show. Me too. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. Oh my gosh, that's going to be my new COVID theme song. Thank you.
That's a good one. No, you're right. That's a great one.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about right now. Actually, we should write that down. That would be a great talker. But what we are talking about is crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida.
Sometimes other places.
Like Florida.
Ooh.
Yes. We're going to Orange County. Orange County, Florida. That is not California. And I want to tell you about a father who
was doing fathery things.
He did some fathery things. Actually, no. So a father says he doesn't understand why his son was asked to do something recently, and it involves COVID and some stuff. So let's unpack this. I want to tell you about Greg Golba and his 11-year-old son Ian. Now, his son Ian was told to do something after showing up to, because that's what they're doing in Florida, Sunset Park Elementary School.
Okay.
You want to guess what he
was asked to do?
Yeah.
Put on a mask?
Actually, take off a mask.
Oh, what?
But it's the mask that he was asked to take off that caused the crazy stupidity. Now, I'm not calling the child crazy stupid idiot.
Thank you.
I'm calling the father a crazy stupid idiot for this this shenanigan. What do you think the mask had on it or indicated or said? That
did it say
was not appropriate for a child.
This mask is BS.
Was it a gimp mask?
Oh, I see what you did there.
No. Neither of those things, although those
did
would
it have a butt?
It had no butt. Although, put a pin in that. Okay.
Stick a pin in the butt mask. Yep.
It was a Hooters mask.
Stop it.
He sent his 11-year-old son
it
to
now.
School with a Hooters mask.
Stop talking.
Who does that?
You're cut off.
Well, a dad in Florida does
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Hey, this would be great. Put on this Hooters on mask. It would be so funny.
And all your friends will think it's hilarious.
No.
Nope. Actually, not hilarious. Apparently, Mr. Golba is confused as to why his son was asked to remove his Hooters mask. He said, I don't think it's offensive at all. It's just a restaurant.
You
What's
wouldn't.
The big deal?
You wouldn't.
Ian said, oh I gosh. Wore it. And she said it was not appropriate for school. So I asked her why. And she said, really, if you want to know why, go ask the principal. So the teacher didn't even want to address the issue with Ian. So that's what Ian did. He goes to the principal, and the principal, he told the kid says, he told me, that is the principal, to take it off 3 times, and I asked him why. He said, just take it off. So I took it off, and I had to wear a different mask. He then put on a second mask that he had, which begs the question,
why was he wearing the first mask?
Like, was he prepared for this experience? Like,
take this mask, because you know them teachers are going to make you take that Hooters mask off.
Apparently, his father said he's worn the Hooters mask for weeks. And
well,
was only,
I mean, I would say you should probably wash it.
And only was told twice to remove it. So he knew that this was an issue.
Hold on, I have to breathe.
Now, the principal, for their part, said, we'd prefer not to be in school right now. No, he didn't say that. The principal at each school reserves the right to determine what's appropriate dress for the school. So whether it's a mask or a t-shirt, Eat My Shorts Man is not an appropriate t-shirt. Remember that whole kerfuffle?
Yes.
Bart Simpson.
Can I point something out in the story that kind of irked me?
Yeah, of course. Other than the whole story. But yeah.
But you said he'd only been told twice.
Yes.
Okay, I do this with my children all the time. How many times should it take?
Well,
for you to be told
ideally,
not to do something.
You should do the right thing always, but if not, and you're told to not do something, don't
one
do
time.
It.
Yeah. One
you
time.
You get one time.
You don't get two times. One.
But also, the child is not the issue.
It's the dad.
The dad is the issue, because the dad is doing that thing. What? It's just a mask. It's a Hooters is a word. It's letters. Like, what's the big deal? It's not like he has boobs on his mask. Okay, remember how I said put a pin in the butt mask?
Yeah.
Okay, so butt to front. Let's turn it around. Let's go upstairs.
The wrong way to do
it.
The
mouth.
Wrong way to do it.
Let's go to the mouth. Turn it around. Go upstairs.
Okay.
This friend of mine, she... Long story, traveled to Turkey recently. It's a long story. She came back with the best mask ever. She wins all the masks. And in fact, every time she wears this mask, people stop her and say,
That's
where did
the
you
best
get
mask.
Her mask? So I told her she needs to import a bunch from Turkey. It is a mask. It is flesh colored. And by that, I mean it's a light peach color. It's a light peach color. But it comes apparently in a range, and then it has lips affixed to the front that are made in sort of like a weird face. Mm-hmm. It is the creepiest thing you've ever seen, because it looks like, on her, it looked like she just had wax lips.
Oh,
you know, like remember when we were kids?
Yes.
With the candy. And so the whole time I'm looking at her, it looks like she's making a goofy face. It is the funny, I don't know, it just, I could not stop laughing when I saw her mask.
Oh, okay, I'm seeing some of these. Okay, I have an example, and I'm wondering if this, because this does look kind of cute. Yep, I see a mask similar to what you're talking about.
I mean, it was, there's something about the lips. So I don't know, you could probably get these somewhere. She just happened to get it in Turkey, and everybody, ooh. What?
Well, I just tried to put it up there, and it's big.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that it?
No, but that's equally delightful.
Okay, good. All right. They're out there, man. You can get those.
Lip masks.
Lip masks. All right. For our next crazy, stupid idiot, we are going to California. It's real early in the morning in California. It's about 3 a.m. on Monday in California. And here's what had happened. Three people robbed a house.
Oh, no.
In Chico, California, at about 3 a.m. on Monday.
Okay.
They were successful in that endeavor. But they decided to celebrate their house robbing success by going to a nearby donut shop.
Wait, so they robbed
a house.
Robbed a house and then went to celebrate with donuts?
Yeah, they were like, let's go get some donuts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, this is why I love this story. This is like the most cliche, crazy, stupid, idiot story ever there was. Because do you know what they found at the donut shop besides donuts?
Police officers?
Cops. Yep, the cops were hanging out at the donut shop having their coffee.
My God, what is this, like a Far Side
comic? Isn't it? It's like so cliche. It's straight out of a sitcom from like the, you know, late 60s, except for this part. One of the cops saw one of the robbers drop some drug paraphernalia out of her pocket as she got out of the car. So then the cops were like, ma'am, that's drug paraphernalia. I'm going to have to search you. And then they also found that one of the other people in their group had a semi-automatic gun tucked into his waistband. And then they started to search the car further because they're like, there's a lot of illegal stuff happening on these people. And that's when they got the call about the robbery. And that's when they were like, oh, hey, did you guys just happen to rob a house? And they were like, busted. So 25-year-old Shayla Robbins Bailey, 32-year-old Matthew Considine, and 25-year-old Joseph Lawrence, Joey Lawrence, were arrested.
If you're
going to
celebrate
charges.
Your thefting, maybe do it alone.
Yeah.
In private. Away from police.
They got some stuff too, like lots and lots of dollars and some weapons
and no donuts
and zero donuts. Donut rob people's
Don't
houses,
rob banks, or houses.
Thank you.
Can we really quickly go to Hampton?
I mean, yeah. I mean, we very quickly though. I'm just kidding. We can spend as much time as we need to there, Bradley.
I don't know why we're in Hampton, and I don't know where Hampton... Or, I mean, I do know why, but I don't know where Hampton is my point. Hampton, is that like the Hamptons? I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I want to tell you about the Hampton Police Department.
Okay.
Specifically, they're putting out an all points bulletin, is that what we say, APB?
Yeah.
APB, for a lady on a bike. And she was last seen riding a purple bike with purple Crocs.
What? Oh, okay.
So, I don't know if you've seen a lady riding a purple bike with purple Crocs. Put a pin in that. Purple Crocs. She's also wearing a purple top.
Purple Crocs.
Say that three times fast. And a purple top. Her mask, though, she is wearing a mask. I will give her credit. Unfortunately.
Is it purple?
I feel like, no, it's not purple, but I feel like the mask in this case is maybe to just avoid detection.
Mm.
Here's why. Apparently, on both Sunday and Monday, she was seen about town doing something unpleasant.
Oh, was she going potty in the bushes?
Well, you're close.
Mm.
Not the bushes.
Oh, she was going potty in people's yards?
Close, technically, in people's mailboxes.
What?
Oh.
Now,
how do you do that?
Well, it wasn't her. I don't think she was doing it.
That feels like a sideways experience.
Hey, I would like to see that on the Ring doorbell cam.
Okay. Really?
Like, wow! Oh, what is that?
Hey!
No, it wasn't... human. She was actually stuffing dog doo-doo in people's mailboxes.
No.
And then was taking that dog doo-doo and smearing it around the signage that people had in their front lawn.
No.
Do you know what kind of signage people have out in their front lawns this time of year?
Right now, it's probably political stuff.
Yes. And I'm not going to tell you whose signs she was doo-dooing on, but she was literally... picking up dog do and smearing political signs for the team that she did not support.
Can I just say, she was probably real proud of herself, too. Like, she was probably like, this'll get them.
But I also just
think,
like,
I'll put the dog schmeesies in their mailboxes, and now they'll know how dumb they are.
Also, but in this day and age, don't you just realize you're gonna be caught at some point? You are on camera.
What do I always say?
Yeah. There is no doubt that there is something. I mean, you can see the video of her, like, dun 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 dun. They have not caught up with her, but if you've seen a woman on a purple bike
in purple Crocs with
purple
Crocs t-shirt.
With a purple t-shirt,
putting poo in your
smelling
mailbox,
smelling vaguely of dog schmeesies, call Crime Stoppers.
Okay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it's time to play a game. That game is the Throwback Live. We're going to do that after this on My Talk 107.1.